Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here this week with Dr. T. Each week, we get together with really amazing guests and have conversations that are both interesting and inspiring. If you miss some of these great discussions, you can find them by being a podcast member and going to drtenpenny.com. Hover over the podcast tab. We've simplified the membership levels. If you're already a member, it won't change anything for what you already have. We're just making it a little bit easier for new people to join. We believe that we've developed something for everyone's time and budget. But before I introduce to you today's special guest, John Hewlett, CEO and formulator for CardioMiracle, we are going to take a short break. Sit tight. You don't want to miss this fantastic discussion on this great product. We'll be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. Well, welcome back, everyone. John Hewlett is a founder and formulator of CardioMiracle. In 2007, John narrowly survived multiple complications from an emergency appendectomy. While hospitalized in critical conditions, the doctors recommended a bypass surgery, which he refused. And from there, he knew that he needed to find natural alternatives. His pursuit led him to a fascination with nitric oxide. After years of study and leaving a multi-million dollar financial profession to advocate for nitric oxide, he decided in 2013 to formulate his own high-quality product called CardioMiracle. CardioMiracle is a cutting-edge blend of over 50 organic fruits and vegetables, 50 ingredients combined with amino acids, herbs, and natural other ingredients that work together synergistically to promote and sustain the body's natural production of nitric oxide. CardioMiracle has been updated 7 times in the past 10 years, and with only the finest ingredients that are carefully selected to enhance the nutritional benefits, support the immune system, nourish the cells, alkalize the body, and help fight inflammation. John, thank you so much for being here with us this morning. Welcome to This Week with Dr. T.
It's really a pleasure to be with you. We spent some time already in the last week or so on the wonderful webinar that you were gracious to be a part of, the Women of Valor. And so it's just great to be with you, Sherry. I have fondness for Ohio for a number of reasons. One is that we did our first study, our first scientific study at the University of Ohio in Athens. And so, and I really have a high regard for the research of some of the people from the Cleveland Clinic. Both Dr. Estelson and Dr. Stamler have actually done some really good things that have assisted me in understanding the nitric oxide benefits for cardiovascular disease. But you are the pioneer of Ohio, and I'm grateful to know you.
Well, thank you so much, John. You started out your career with CardioMiracle with a horrible experience that changed the direction of your career and then your life. What was that all about, and how has CardioMiracle acted to improve your life since then?
Well, what happened, to fill in the backstory a little bit, I was in 2007, had an emergency appendectomy, and things didn't go very well once I was in the hospital. And but they clipped a vein, unfortunately, didn't know it, sent me home after not knowing that they'd clipped this vein. And in the middle of the night, I collapsed, so I was back in the hospital. And that led to a series of medical challenges in the hospital with the wrong drugs being prescribed. They wanted to do the lithium CAT scan, which I refused. And then in that process, the cardiologist was also starting to recommend bypass surgery. And I said, hey, wait a minute, let's get this blood, this Nick veins fixed first. And literally, and I know that you have such a spiritual side to you, but literally I had multiple miracles where I really believe that my life was spared because I was prompted not to do some of the procedures that they wanted to do at the time. And then they had basically said they wanted me to come back as soon as the bleeding stopped to have a bypass. And I said, no, I'm not coming back. And that led me to find alternatives. And I didn't know that 10 years before, the Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine, back when the Nobel Prize meant something, was actually awarded to three scientists who had determined that nitric oxide had a profound impact positively on heart disease and reversing atherosclerosis and also various other ailments with regards to even heart failure. And so once I found that, I thought, okay, this sounds like something that's really important. So in my research, I just came to the conclusion that what I was doing and in the financial world was important. I raised several billion dollars for charities back when a billion was real money back in the 90s. And I was had a very successful life. But I thought, you know, people are dying. My father had died at 62 of essentially heart failure from a sleep apnea type of thing. It's hard to stop. My grandfather at 66, my uncle at 57, a cousin at 49, all of cardiovascular. So we had cardiovascular problems in the Hewlett-Stewart family line. And I thought, you know, what's more important? And so I started taking a nitric oxide supplement from a major nutritional company, and everything turned around. My blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, cholesterol ratio, all those things. And I was so stunned that I thought, what's more important than saving the hearts of mankind? And so that's when I essentially dropped my financial career and decided to become the Johnny Appleseed of nitric oxide. And so I got involved with that company. And for 5 years, I was one of their top people, but I was really looking at it from a scientific and a research standpoint. And so I used to hold seminars. I mean, this was a direct sales company, and they had never had anyone hold symposiums with doctors and scientists, but I wanted to learn from them. So I would invite them to come as a part of the marketing and the awareness campaign. But from them, then I would pick their brain. I'd take them to dinner, spend time with them, spend time with a lot of people that I'm sure that you're familiar with. And that brought me to an understanding that nitric oxide really was the miracle molecule and the spark of life in the cell, all the things that had been published. And then I found that there were, at that time, there was, you know, like 80,000 articles published on the importance of nitric oxide. Now there's over 200,000. And the last 4 years, particularly, there was absolutely a plethora. There was a scramble by the pharmaceuticals after they launched the supposed solutions to the problems that we both have been dealing with. There was a lot of talk about, oh, we need nitric oxide. So they were trying to develop and patent inducible nitric oxide that they could administer in $3,000 and $4,000 doses to essentially shove it down people's nose into their lungs, because there was studies coming out of Israel and from Italy and others that were saying that nitric oxide and arginine was a part of the potential solution for the alleged flu or pandemic that was going on. And so that was interesting to think that here I had just started 10 years before, actually 6 years before the pandemic started. And I knew that nitric oxide and vitamin D3 was critical to opening up the artery. And so in seeing things from Dr. Z, who did some wonderful work and, you know, literally died in the process of trying to help get the word out that there were natural alternatives people should have, I was screaming from the rooftops. And you and I met actually at a meeting in February at Dr. Brzezinski's. And I think then that was when it really, you know, a week later, our our first scientific study was published. The pandemic shut down the world. And I was calling political leaders and doing everything saying, we need nitric oxide and vitamin D, as well as zinc, magnesium, you know, and vitamin C to help stem the build the immune system to fight off whatever this attack was that was coming on society. And so for the last couple of years, it's been an incredible experience seeing people move through the complications of that era, move through some of the other challenges. And it's just been a rewarding experience overall to see healing and prevention and immune support come in the form of a drink that is simple to take, inexpensive for what it accomplishes. And people have seen so many side effects that are fantastic, side effects that are beneficial instead of side effects from pharmaceuticals.
Wow. That's amazing that you were calling around professors and different things like that to congressmen, because as you know, I mean, Eric Napoutey was advocating vitamin D and zinc, and the FTC sued him for $500 billion.
You know? Unbelievable. In fact, let me share a story, because now we can talk about it, because this is now history and factual. I actually reached out to the governor of my state. And the governor of my state put me with the head medical advisor to his team. This was in like April of 2020. And I'm on the phone and I remember talking to him, and my wife was sitting by me. We were driving along the road. And I said, and he was a medical school professor at a prestigious medical school. And I started explaining to him why nitric oxide opened up the arterial wall, and then the vitamin D would have a profound impact on this pandemic. And he goes, well, I don't know very much about vitamin D. And I was like, are you serious? And even one of the top medical advisor advising the governor of one of our states had really no idea of the benefits of vitamin D four and a half years ago. And I was like, this is crazy. And so I was trying to explain nitric oxide. And, you know, of course, most people mix it up with nitrous oxide, laughing gas. And so they don't, you know, but of course, the awareness has grown because of all of the commercials for Beats and different nitric oxide things, which is helpful. But what I was interested in and what I learned at the University of Ohio with Professor Malinsky, the premier expert on vitamin D and nitric oxide, was that you needed nitric oxide to be extended for 12 to 24 hours to have an effect on actually the inflammatory condition of the arterial wall. And that a 2 or 4 hour spike dilated the artery with nitric oxide and helped increase the blood flow. So there was benefits from it in blowing the blood pressure temporarily, et cetera. But the actual reduction of inflammation systemically for a long period of time required nitric oxide for 12 hours or more.
Wow. Well, that's new information that I don't think a lot of people know. And what is the connection between nitric oxide and arginine?
Well, arginine is the premier precursor or stimulant that people can take in, that they take in their diet that helps stimulate nitric oxide. And so amino acids, arginine, citrulline, ornithine, carnitine, those things stimulate when they go through the gut and get absorbed into the bloodstream, that helps flash along the arterial or capillary wall. And then it's basically telling them, ringing the alarm, make nitric oxide like you were a teenager again. And so by taking arginine, it stimulates the body to make its own nitric oxide. The problem was that when they discovered that arginine was the way to do that, bodybuilders and other people who are looking for blood flow and pumping up their muscles and erectile dysfunction and those types of things were taking handfuls of arginine, either in powder form or in capsule form. And arginine, if not buffered, which is what we learned from your professor over there in Athens at the University of Ohio, that if it's not buffered by antioxidants and some other nutrients, becomes a free radical and actually becomes harmful. So it's the old story, too much of a good thing can become a problem unless it's buffered right. Now, I had no background in this, Sherry. I mean, you know, you talked to me 4 years ago. I mean, I couldn't carry around your stethoscope. But the reality is, from 2007 on, I became a sponge to try to learn everything I could about nitric oxide. And then because I didn't have blinders on, like most people from what they've been trained in thinking, I just connected the dots logically, like I was doing somebody's financial planning. And so I was connecting dots, talking to people. And then I'd say, well, if that does that, then why doesn't this do this? And they go, oh, that's really a good idea. And so through the process, I became kind of just the logic connect the dots guy who took the information from all the scientists and all the research I was doing. And then whenever I would talk to somebody like our friend Robert Scott Bell or Mike Adams, or go to Ty Bollinger's TTAC or whatever, I would seek out and talk to smarter people than myself in various things. And that's why we've actually just finished our eighth improvement. I need to have our team update that our eighth new formula that we've just now added glutathione, NAC, and lion's mane, primarily because my new kick, because of my age, is Alzheimer's and dementia and the neurological issues. And I want to help prevent those and help with the symptoms or the progression of those to slow it down, which I happen to now believe that nitric oxide and vitamin D has a profound impact on that. But I want to strengthen that. So the idea for CardioMiracle, and the reason there's so many ingredients, is nitric oxide essentially is the superhighway. And then you have all the on-ramps and off-ramps, and then you're trying to add the different things that you want to deliver safely to the body all in one easy mix or drink, as opposed to having to take multiple capsules or for people to have to take IVs or other things like that.
Yes, people have noticed that there is a difference in taste between, I guess, on this newest formulation that you have. I'm guessing that might be the lion's mane.
Well, as you probably well know, that and the reason that capsules are preferred by a lot of people is that these ingredients in CardioMiracle taste really bad. I mean, grapeseed extract tastes terrible. Arginine tastes like roadkill. I mean, it's terrible. And so I laugh when people say, they say, well, why do you have to have a sweetener? I said, because it would be like having a raccoon float. I mean, it would be awful. And so the reality is lion's mane has a bit of a taste, but the new formula, which is exciting, is that we actually found the finest organic monk fruit and organic stevia in the world in a blend from the most decorated stevia sweetener company in Arizona. And I happened to just stumble across a cousin of the owner, and I called him and I said, I would like to have, he said, well, it's expensive. I said, well, cut us a deal because we're saving lives. And we ended up now being able to put the best sweetener. But then in the process of the lion's mane and some of the others, of course, NAC doesn't taste very good either, is that with that, we decided to just put in a hint of vanilla because that seems to have a smoothing out effect. I learned that from another person who had done a lot of flavors in time, and they recommended that. And I said, well, I'd rather have a hint of vanilla than to have a hint of lion's mane. and so that's why. So, you know, it's so interesting, Sherry, because 90% of the people love the taste of CardioMiracle. There's 10% that are a little picky, and I say, okay, tell me how does cod liver oil taste to you? Or how does apple cider vinegar? So I tell people, if it's too sweet, put in apple cider vinegar. That's not a bad thing to take every day. If it's too sweet, put in more water. Or put in some greens, you know, put in the one of your favorite greens formulas you can put into that. Or if you want to, if it's not sweet enough or you don't like the flavor, then mix it with apple juice, grape juice, orange juice, any kind of fruit juice actually facilitates the uptake of nitric oxide. So because the sugars, it helps the absorbability in an instant. But the reality is you can take it with all the water you want, as little as possible. You know, we've had people mixing it with all kinds of things. We just know that nitric oxide fights against each other if you take it with protein. So if you take a heavy, dose of protein at the same time, they're fighting for the pathway to stimulate the nitric oxide. So we just say drink it 30 minutes before, 30 to 60 minutes after having significant amounts of protein.
So I've always been curious, you know, about formulating and about how you mix all this stuff together. You know, we do some work with Orthomolecular, and I've been up to their plant in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It was years ago, but actually I was there. I didn't know nearly what I know now. I mean, that was probably almost 20 years ago. But how do you take all these vegetables and how do you know how much is getting in there? Do you just put them in a big vat and chop them up and freeze dry them? I mean, how does that whole thing work?
Well, I can tell you this. I knew nothing about it. And it's kind of funny because our dear friend, our mutual friend, Robert Scott Bell, when I was kind of chasing him around at TTAC 9 years ago, trying to get his attention to look at my product, eventually finally said, why would I listen to a guy who's 6 inches short for his weight and isn't in shape, who isn't in shape for my nutrition? And I said, well, because I'd be dead if I wasn't taking this product. I said, I'm the walking testimony of the product, even though I am, you know, 50, 80 pounds too overweight. I said, but it works, Robert. And so he ended up giving it to his producer, Super Don, who had migraines and other things. His wife had some kidney issues. And within weeks, his migraines had vanished. The kidney issues had improved for his wife, and she was shocked. And then Robert decided to try it. And now he's the kickboxing champion at 55 or whatever of the 30-year-olds. He's seen the athletic performance side. But in talking to smart people like Robert, you know, I didn't even know anything about selenium. And that's, of course, one of his favorites and things to talk about. And when I met with Mike Adams 9 years ago and I said, I'd like you to test my product in your lab and test it for purity and all that. And it came back with flying colors. You know, we talked about quercetin and then the fruits and vegetable side. It just made sense to me that antioxidants would be valuable to be able to get direct access to the mitochondria through the nitric oxide. And so really it was kind of like, okay, if nitric oxide opens up the arterial wall, the endothelial lining to feed the cell, then you'll want to feed it all the antioxidants you can, including, you know, vitamin D3. So instead of having a lot of vitamin D3, we had a lesser amount than the formula that I first was introduced to, because I felt that if I focused on the safe delivery of 24-hour nitric oxide. And I was actually, Sherry, I was hoping for 8 hours. And Professor Malinsky at the University of Ohio was the only person in the world who could test an endothelial cell's expression of nitric oxide. He had a sensor that he had invented. And he was one of the profound scientists in the history of this century, and actually was involved with the Nobel Prize people behind the curtain. He was the guy who measured what they were doing, but he didn't get the Nobel Prize. Well, he was over there at the University of Ohio, chairman of the biochemistry department. He published the work that you probably read back in like 2019 that said that vitamin D was critical in cardiovascular. He's the one who published that study. And that was really the groundbreaker for validating all of the vitamin D work. And so I emailed him, kind of cold called him, and all of a sudden his PhD assistant called me back and said, Professor Malinsky wants to talk to you, because I had told him that I felt I had the best nitric oxide supplement in the world. And because I did believe that, and I wanted him to test it. So he invited me to come to Ohio and meet with him. Well, after talking to him, he's the smartest person I think I'd ever met in my life. He said to me, he said, you're not that smart. How did you do this? I said, wow. Well, I just talked to smart people, Professor. And I said, I'd like to test this in your lab. And he goes, in his Polish, I mean, he speaks nine languages, nine languages, in his Polish American accent, he said, what if it doesn't work? And I said, that's why I'm here. Because if it doesn't work, I want to fix it. I said, this is a mission for me, not a business. And he goes, how did you come up with this? And I said, I talked to PharmD, pharmacist formulators. I talked to cardiologists. I talked to nutritionists. I talked to endocrinologists. I talked to all these people. I talked to a lot of people in the nutritional world. Robert Young, as you probably know, Robert and I went to high school together. We were on a championship basketball team together. Robert and I go all the way back to high school. And so I'd had all kinds of arguments and discussions. Oh my gosh, I've got my, all of a sudden my, excuse me, my television is going on out of left field in my room. So Robert Young and I used to sit and he educated me on alkalinity. I didn't know anything about alkalinity. And so I went and stayed with him at his ranch and learned about that. And I actually taught him about nitric oxide. And then he decided to make his own supplement at the time. And I said, well, that's fine, Robert. Yours tastes lousy and it doesn't work very good, but I love you still. You're my brother. And you've learned a lot. So I just learned from all these different people. And then I sought out the very best ingredients that I could source, powders from the Columbia Basin, the Columbia River in Oregon, organic beets and carrots and coconut water. And I thought, well, as I researched each ingredient, I thought, well, this would work. This would help if this was facilitating. And then I'd go to the manufacturers and they'd go, do you realize how expensive this is to do? I said, I don't care. I want the best result. And I said, then I'll figure out how to cut the costs in order to make it affordable for people. And that was to go direct to the public through affiliate influencers and then Amazon. And now we're doing Facebook and Google ads. And so we don't have any receivables. We don't have, millions of dollars tied up at Walmart or CVS or Walgreens. We go direct to the consumer. We're actually functioning on a price margin because our ingredients are so expensive that the marketing people would say is impossible for the company to survive. But because of my business experience in how to manage taxes, employment, those types of things, sparing no expense on the product, we're profitable. And we've been able to continue to improve the product. We haven't had a price increase in over 5.5 years now. Wow. And I've improved the product 3 times in those same 5 years. And people go, how do you do it? Well, now we're going to pouches instead of canisters. The canisters ended up being a nightmare when the Long Beach was having all the strikes and the longshoremen weren't, they weren't unloading the trucks, the ships and everything. So we've had to find ways to improve the product without sacrificing any of the important essential ingredients that make it work so well. Because to me, and when people start on it, if they take it faithfully, they see the results virtually every time. And then their blood work, their periodontal exams, all of those things reflect. And then we even have people who say, oh, my sex life is better, or gee, I can run faster, or I can garden. And the next day, one of the exciting things that I get excited about.
Well, John, I don't mean.
Oh, you need to interrupt me because I'll go.
We need to take a quick break. We're having a conversation this morning with John Hewlett, who's the formulator and the CEO of Cardio Miracle. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll stay with us. We'll be right back. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Well, welcome back, everyone. This morning, we're talking with John Hewlett, the formulator and the CEO of Cardio Miracle, and he was on a roll on the things that he was talking about before we took our break. But I want to circle back to how do you make the stuff? I mean, when you've got celery and broccoli and all these different things, does it come to these, do you get truckloads full of these fresh vegetables, and are they freeze-dried? to be able to turn them into a powder and then you put them into a big vat? How do you actually make it? Like actually like stir the vat and, you know, how do you actually make it?
Well, we don't actually make it ourselves. I've had three different manufacturers over the last 10 years.
Well, how does any manufacturer make it? How do you do that?
What they do is you have to, first of all, give them the list of ingredients that you're interested in. And then they source it from their sources. And what I've asked them to do is to spare no expense and to find the finest organic where possible, but plant-based if possible. So we have some blends that are essentially high-end organic and even micronutrient types of things on some of the vitamins. And they come from highly end providers. For a while, we were picking up our B vitamins out of French Polynesia. We pick up our organic fruits and vegetable powders. They come in powder form, freeze-dried, at, I believe, the finest facility in the country in Oregon. Hmm. And then we pick up our amino acids, primarily from the Far East. But all of those things go through extensive testing to make sure of metals, pesticides, you know, GMOs, herbicides, et cetera. And so with the extensive testing, but I've just told the manufacturers, this is what I want. And these are the amounts that I believe make sense. And my amounts are different than many people because you can take a capsule that has, most capsules contain 500 to 600 milligrams, maybe 1,000 is about the maximum they can get in a capsule. Our formula, each serving is 10.5 grams. So it's like taking 20 capsules just for starters. But because of the nitric oxide benefits of our key 10 ingredients, it's like you'd have to almost take 80 capsules or 100 capsules to get the same benefit that happens in a drink. Because a drink, when you mix it with water or juice, it activates the ingredients, can pass through the stomach quickly so it doesn't get impacted by the stomach acid into the intestinal colon area, and then that becomes absorbable into the bloodstream. And then one of the things that I did early with, I was with this other company for a couple of years, and I said, when the research came out that beets and nitrates were a good source of nitric oxide, I went to the company and I said, you need to put beets in this product. And they go, it's too expensive. I don't want to do it. And I go, but it would help, because I was thinking that if you're trying to overwhelm genetics and chronic hypertension, you know, diabetes, whatever, you needed to have a 1-2 punch. And so the 1-2 punch is that you have the arginine, the citrulline, and the ornithine, the astragalus root, the hawthorn berry, all of the things that contribute to nitric oxide production in the singular, the number one pathway. Beets is a secondary pathway. So I went out and I got organic beets, a therapeutic dose of organic beets, put that in the formula so that that activates the nitric oxide in the gums or in the sublingual pathway. But that's a backup pathway. So one of the things the beet people talk about is, oh, beets are better than arginine because as you get older, you don't produce arginine. And I go, I violently disagree, because arginine is 99% of the research on nitric oxide. But beets is a wonderful complementary companion. And when you open up through the arginine pathway, even if there's arginine resistance, which you develop as you get older, and that stress and other things can impact arginine resistance, you've got to overwhelm it with nitric oxide. That's why we tell people, if you're getting older and you have a chronic condition, you need more than just one serving, because you've got to bring the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Space Force, and the Peace Corps all to the fight, because this is a battle in your body to try to avoid, you know, to fight inflammation. And that's when, a few years ago, I said, my gosh, inflammation, that's the cause of all this. Why not add turmeric and why not add astaxanthin? We're the only product I know of in the world in nitric oxide that has astaxanthin in it and turmeric. And so all of those things came along. But then I was so fortunate, Sherry, because I would sit in the lab. I was kind of a persistent sort. I'd sit in the lab with these scientists, and I would just pick their brain and ask them questions. And most of the time they would say, "You're the most unusual formulator we've ever dealt with, because you're not looking to cut costs. You're just looking for the best." And I said, "Well, I could do other things for money." I said, "This is a cause for me, so I want the best." And I said, "Now," and then they taught me the difference between a branded ingredient like resveratrol or and grapeseed extract. That grapeseed extract in a certain form, you know, has done a lot of testing. They sell it as resveratrol, and it's about 10 times more expensive than grapeseed extract. And I said, so I'm talking to these scientists, and I said, "So does grapeseed extract work as well as resveratrol?" And they said, "About 90%, 80%. I said, "Oh, so if I have 200 milligrams of grapeseed extract, is that going to be better than 25 milligrams of the expensive branded ingredient?" And they go, "Absolutely." I said, "Then that's what we want." And wow. So it ended up that I learned a lot. And so we had, instead of pycnogenol, we had a little bit of that, but we went with a lot of white pine bark extract. Well, white pine bark is the Spanish side of the Mariner trees in Europe, and the pycnogenol trees are on the French side of the same ocean, of the same area. So I said, "Let's load up on the white pine bark, and then with the nitric oxide opening up the cell, we're going to get a phenomenal result for a fraction of the cost of pycnogenol, which would have made the cost outrageous." So I just really was the benefactor of a lot of really smart people who then, when I asked them the questions and I said, "Well, would this do this? And would this do this?" And they go, "Yeah, that's a great idea." And I'm so, of course, Judy Mikovits puts it better. She says, "You've got a download from God, John. You're not smart enough to have done this." And I said, I've just been led to the right people. And then I follow my heart. I follow my heart. And so, we just try to find the things that we think work. And unfortunately, we then did two scientific papers that then did 15 million data points of AI. And the scientists came back and they said, "How did you come up with this?" And I said, "I don't know." And they go, "This is unbelievable. This is like a beautiful symphony of ingredients. Your, at the time, 53 ingredients work together to do things that we have never seen before." Wow. from the AI. And I go, "That's interesting."
Well, it's interesting because they've never seen it before, because it's never been done before. And right. Most formulators and people who are putting together products are cost conscious in terms of we can't put this in it. We'll put that in it because it's going to be 30% less money, but it's 50% less effective. And so it's, your product with Cardio Miracle. I mean, just listening to you talk about this, I take Cardio Miracle, and now I'm going to make sure I always take Cardio Miracle, because there are days that, you just get tired of taking all your stuff,
Well, So
with this, it's like, listening to you talk more about the specifics about costing and pricing. I mean, as a businesswoman, that's always something that I'm acutely aware of. But now when people say, "Wow, that Cardio Miracle stuff, that's kind of expensive," but now you know what you're getting, and now you know why you're getting it, and it's the best that you can get, and you can get it all in one little pouch or in one little canister. And so that's kind of, instead of having 27 different little bottles sitting out there, you can do it all at the same time. That's pretty amazing.
Well, that's what we wanted to accomplish, Sherry. And when people say to me, one of the challenges is we have put 90 servings in a canister. Most things that they see online are 30 servings of a product with 9 cheap ingredients for $39. And so people can't do math very good these days. That's $1.33 a serving for garbage. Cardio Miracle on our subscription program is between $1.66 and $1.35, depending on the volume. So That's because our margins are low, but I purposely have gone with 60 serves, 90 serves, and now our new introduction is 180 serves. Essentially,
wow.
It's a pouch like you would get at Costco, but I don't want to sell it at Costco. I've been offered to go to Costco, Walmart, Sam's for 7 years, 8 years, and I go, I'm not interested. I would rather go direct through people like you and Dr. Northrup and Robert Scott Bell, and I would rather pay the marketing relationship to help finance missions of people who are patriots trying to save our country instead of a bunch of woke corporations that are trying to destroy our country. So our margin is a fraction of a tablet. It's a fraction. I mean, we operate off of about a 3.5 times cost of goods. Most MLMs are 12 to 20 times cost of goods. Most internet products are 5 to 8 times at a minimum. And most capsules are 10 to 20X of what their cost of goods is. Ours is like the most expensive product there is, but we just run a lean operation and we have repeat customers. So you do really well when people keep buying your product and then they refer it to others. And that becomes your marketing expense instead of paying 50% to somebody, to some store, and then having to spend millions of dollars on advertising, convincing somebody with all of those little side effects that they have to repeat at the end. We have nothing but good things and good results. And that's why we've been successful.
Well, John, this whole conversation this morning, you know, we've been affiliates with Cardio Miracle now for what, a year or two, and it's just more informative to our customers and to the people who don't know about Cardio Miracle of why we have advocated this. You know, there's a couple of other direct sales products that we recommend. And we don't get into the MLM stuff. We just
see,
really
we're
don't.
Not an MLM. So
I know. Yeah. And so we like the direct sale commissions, you know, that right. And we only do it in products that we really believe in. So now from hearing this morning and from our audience hearing this morning, and this interview will go up in my Substack, which has even a broader, larger reach. I think that we can safely say that we have chosen wisely. And that we are, you know, we believed in Cardio Miracle from the beginning, but listening to you talking about all the specifics and how you source the products, how you choose the products, and it's really about the cost that it is, I think it's going to be greatly beneficial to us. In fact, you were going to offer a special little product for a special little offer for our listeners here.
Yes, we certainly will. We'll make sure that when they go, our webinar offer like this is they get a discount on the first canister, a discount on the second if they buy two, or they get buy three and get one free, which wow. is a really nice discount. It's about 25%. And one of the things I wanted to tell you is, one of the people that really put me through the paces was your dear friend, Tracy Stroop. I mean, she, when she first talked to me, she sort of was like, who is this overweight guy? I don't know if he knows what he's talking about. And we really had some just great, what a great lady. I mean, what a great, great woman. And it was so wonderful to walk the science with her. And then she dug in and read the scientific papers and everything else. And that's why, you know, she then started recommending it through her business and others. And of course, you know what it's like to deal with wonderful women like Dr. Northrup, who wrote a book on nitric oxide and actually said after we met for the first time, she goes, I've been looking my whole life, the last 10 years, 15 years for a nitric oxide product. And that's why she decided to endorse it and has had wonderful results. And then Judy Mikovits is, you know, just one of a kind. And I just happened miraculously, the spiritual karma had me sitting next to her at a dinner at the Truth About Cancer convention, and we became dear friends. And then she started reading our papers, and she'll say to me all the time, she'd say, John, I really love you, but if Cardio Miracle wasn't what it is, I wouldn't endorse it. So it has nothing to do with our relationship. It just has everything to do with the product. And I said, I mean, and how, so what, how lucky am I to have women and other practitioners of this caliber all endorsing CardioMiracle and taking it every day?
Well, John, this has just been a wonderful discussion, and I've learned a whole lot more about a product that we've been endorsing that I knew it had really good qualities and had good characteristics and provided great benefit. Now I'm convinced even more. And you, the listeners, you will see in the show notes below the special offer that John's going to give to us for doing this interview this morning. So I want to thank you so much. If you just go to cardiomiracle.com and you use our affiliate code DRT, that's how you can get into our system. But we're going to be having a special offer here for you that you'll find at the end of this interview. So, John, thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you so much for all of your heart for doing this in such an amazing, financially beneficial way to everybody, to you, to me, to the consumer, to everybody, that they can get all of this in one good tasting little drink that they could take every morning, you know, just, and it's the type of thing that you're supposed to mix and drink quickly. You're not supposed to like set it by your desk and like sip on it all day long. You get the most benefit out. So just get it out of the way in the morning, just do it and be done with it. So thank you so much for being here this morning. And I want to say, close out today, I want to say a special thanks to everyone who joins us here this week, our premium podcast members that are going to, that hear us talk about all these great benefits. And John is going to stay around for a few more minutes to do a deep dive recording just for our premium podcast members. We've been doing this now for almost 3 years, and the deep dives are still available inside of your podcast area. And they are really, really good conversations. They're a more personal conversation, not a business conversation like we've been having here this morning. So you get to know the person a little bit better and why they're doing what they're doing. And so please, for all your premium podcast members, go to your podcast area, go to drtenpenny.com, hover over the podcast tab, and you can log in there to see all of the past podcasts that we've done, including all of the series that we've done on Thursday night. You have a lifetime access to those for those wonderful biblical things that we do on Thursday nights. And we're coming up with a new podcast offer. It won't, for anybody who's already a premium podcast member, it's not going to change anything. For those who are going to join us going forward, it is a really must for you to look at. And you can find that by going to drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com, and hovering over the podcast area. And it is Monday. So on Monday night, you know, Monday night, 7 p.m. is our live show with the Tenpenny Files on Your Health on Brightian.tv. And if you happen to miss it on Monday night, it's posted on my Substack page, drtenpenny.substack.com. On Thursdays, Tuesday morning, it's to join us with the morning coffee, where I can do live question and answers with everyone. Tuesday nights is happy hour, which is our guest night with Christian authors and pastors and business people talking about Bible prophecy, current events, and to share a little of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost and dying world. Thursday night, you know, it's me solo, and it's also Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible that I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything, give Him the glory, have a great week. And John, thank you so much for being here. We'll be hanging around for just a couple more minutes and do another deep dive interview. And to the rest of you, have a good week. Goodbye and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny Podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.